I'm Frank Vaughn, and it's later in the day, April 16th, 2025, and you now have more insight than you've ever had as to why I talk about the PPC. It seemed very relevant, and remember that my dedication to this subject came before the great podcast tour of 2025, because I could see what was coming. There is a concerted effort in this country to stop the Conservative Party, whatever their shortcomings, and I have highlighted them on this channel because my memory and my perspective is complete. It's not selective. So I can see the CPC shortcomings, but I can also recognize that there is an overwhelming conspiracy to stop them from forming the next government. Bernier is part of that. Now, I don't know at what level he is part of it, but I can tell you this. This is a man with no political relevance here in Canada. This is the margin of error party. It's not a real party. It doesn't have a constitution. It doesn't have the trappings of a real party. Maxime has time to go to the United States and talk to Carlson, PBD, and all these other people, but he didn't make time to register his electoral district associations with Elections Canada, which would actually have cemented his place in the debates, because they're not interested in actually having a political movement. Now, the Americans, for their part, these podcasters, they're a little miffed that the Canadian opposition doesn't want to talk to them. In all honesty, in the middle of an election, it would be inappropriate for a serious leader bent on federalism in Canada, whether you agree with it or not, a guy like Pierre Poilievre, if he wants to become prime minister, to go on an American podcast tour and sell the country out to the Americans. Now, he should be doing Canadian podcasts. I 100% agree with you there. But I understand the strategy. Look at the polls. Look where the PPC is. Look where the CPC is. And understand that when you play the game of politics and you want to win elections, you actually have to have a strategy for winning. The PPC doesn't have that. It has the ability to blare very loudly talking points, which is all they are. People talk about the policies and they talk about the platform, but they are just words published on the internet without a plan for forming government and implementing them. They're irrelevant. This entire farce is about fundraising for the PPC, and it's about undermining the Conservative Party of Canada. And why? During the Harper years, the Governor General of the Bank of Canada was Mark Carney. Max Bernier was in that government. He was the second most powerful man in that government. He was proud of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which he was proud to have signed Canada onto. He was proud of the Foreign Investment Protection Act, so named, which actually handed our sovereignty over to China. He was critical of the Trudeau government for not creating a free trade deal with China, which would have kicked the doors open wide to Chinese money flooding into Canada. Not a single podcaster is curious about that. Not a single podcaster in the United States wants to ask the hard questions about his history or the dictatorial structure of his party and his resistance to empowering his own members with any kind of say. This is why I talk about these things, because I know before they happen how important they are. We're in the final leg leading towards this election. There's business interests. I've covered them on my channel. People keep spamming in the comments about Moose on the Loose, which is fine. I guess go watch his video. I don't know if it's some kind of ad campaign or it's just people who are organically showing up and promoting his channel. I barely know who the guy is. Talking about the business dealings between Donald Trump, Elon Musk, and Mark Carney, Brookfield. I've covered this on my channel too. I guess people just forget. Maybe I haven't gone in depth. I haven't made a dedicated video about it. There are interests in the United States that want to see the Liberals win. People who want Canada undermined. Now, I've also, on my channel, and maybe this is what I'm guilty of, I'm able to actually look at things with a full perspective. I don't have a banner I'm waving. I do have perhaps preferred outcomes, but I work on them and I talk about things and I'm trying to bring balance to the channel. There are people who want the breakup of Canada, and that is best served by Mark Carney. That breakup won't come with your best interests at heart. It will come with the best interests of the high-powered people involved. You know, it's an interesting thing how I can discern the weaknesses of Canada. I can see the weaknesses of the Federation, but at the same time, I would work to do something different. I would work to break it up. I would work to renegotiate it. But what I would not do is sell the whole project out just to get some attention from U.S. podcasters and journalists, so-called journalists. Why aren't they asking questions of Bernier? Everybody in Canada seems to know who he is. They seem to know what underlies the PPC. That's why they'll never gain popular support. These are not popular people. He's not a popular leader. He is not a populist, but he's being treated like one. But back to the more important point, what do I think? I think the Americans are happy to undermine the political process here in Canada right now. And I think they're happy to undermine it in favor of the Liberals. They want Mark Carney to win because in their perception, that will fragment this federation. I can't, in good conscience, reward the Liberal Party. I can't, in good conscience, reward Maxime Bernier, who descends from the same power elite that have led this country into perdition. His support, his universal love of communist China while he was running for leader of the Conservative Party of Canada and while he was in the Conservative Party itself, didn't happen in a vacuum. It came down to him from his father, who was an integral liberal. Those Laurentian elites that I talk about, Bernier is part of that class. He actually rubbed elbows at the World Economic Forum. He shook hands with Bono. He went to Davos, whereas Pierre Poilievre hasn't. Now, you might say that Poilievre's a coward and doesn't talk about this and doesn't talk about that. The man's trying to win an election. And you can agree with his strategy or you can disagree with his strategy. But there's one thing that's very clear. The mainstream right turns out to see him by the thousands in this country, whereas Bernier can't fill a bar. He's nobody, and none of you who think you have all the answers are bothering to ask the question, how is it a man of such little relevance can manage to get on all of these large platforms and get on all these large platforms without a single one of them asking a pertinent question? There's such a thing as controlled opposition. I wouldn't have believed it in 2019, but it seems pretty clear to me now. The media party, the Liberals, the NDP, Jagmeet Singh seemingly tanking his own campaign. Bernier nipping at Poilievre's heels, never really talking about Carney and the Liberal Party in 10 years of governments, but always talking about the fake Conservatives and the CPC. Their only concern is about undermining the opposition in this country. And you people buy it. Many of you buy it. Hook, line, and sinker. You think you're awake, but you're some of the most hypnotized people in this nation. The interesting subtext is that it's very clear that Canadians aren't buying it no matter what. This is going to undermine these podcasters' audiences here in Canada, but it doesn't really matter. We know the full story. Why haven't I had a single phone call from any of these podcasters wanting me to tell that story? I got 26,000 subs on YouTube. I got 23,000 on Twitter. Maybe people would want to ask why. I put out videos. I put reference material out. And you can discern the people who are honestly intended and curious from those who must either have some ulterior motive or are just generating content by the level of curiosity they express about the fullness of the facts. I respect and admire Tucker Carlson. He's done some great work. But platforming Bernier, not asking him any questions, not pointing out the relevant past, that he's part of the mechanism that led us here? That this so-called People's Party has no people in it? It's literally just a corporate dictatorship designed around the dear leader, the cult leader? People tell me, don't talk about it. Don't talk about the PPC. Why do you talk about the PPC? They're irrelevant. Look at what they're doing. They're willing to damage Canada and undermine the nation and throw it away if they can score cheap revenge political points against the CPC. They're either useful idiots or they're part of a mechanism that's doing everything in their power to undermine the Conservative Party's chances heading into this election. So I don't think it makes a lick of difference about how the election's going to go. I think it reveals the true colors and intentions of all of those involved. And I think whenever you're being steered into a particular outcome, and in this case you're being steered into the outcome of the inevitable Liberal victory, you need to head the other way. Throw a monkey wrench at the machine. Though I fear few people are going to listen to me, it doesn't make any sense. He's not relevant on the Canadian political landscape. These podcasts, they're not helpful to anybody who's actually trying to win an election in Canada. Don't you understand that? There's ulterior motives working here. And there's nothing more to say about it that I haven't said in every single other video I do. I've talked about all this stuff before it happened. And most people said, don't talk about it. It's bad for your brand. As if I'm here to build a brand. I'm trying to tell the truth from all angles, and maybe that explains why I'm getting shot from every angle. Nobody seems to like what I say one day from the next. But someone's got to do it. And I'm Frank Vaughn, and I guess I'm here to do it. Did you know that I have a website? FrankVaughn.ca, the ultimate repository for all of my work, and a backup location just in case the censors come for me again. And if you like the content, please consider using the donate link in one of the options available. There are no paywalls, there is no advertising, and there is no Patreon, and I intend to keep it that way. Thank you for your time and your consideration.